And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
his beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your left lip ear.
And this is my
right ear.
And
your mouth.
And
your foot.
Or the whole thing.
Your neck.
What about goozle?
Your goose lies right under your neck there. I don't know, but up under your...
Oh, that's the thing that sticks out?
Yeah.
And these are my...
teeth.
And this is one...
set of teeth.
Or this is like a dentist might
top
say.
And top teeth and uh-huh. Bottom.
He needs to feel one...
cavity.
Uh-huh. In one...
hollow.
Uh-huh. If you go to the dentist, he might say he needs to pull a...
wisdom teeth?
Uh-huh.
Or your eye teeth?
Or he just needs to pull one. You say one tooth or one teeth or...
your wisdom teeth?
Uh-huh.
That's all I see. One teeth, one wisdom teeth. Pull your wisdom teeth.
Uh-huh. And the flesh around your teeth is your...
gum.
And this is my...
hand.
And two.
Two hands.
And this is the...
palm of your hand.
And this is one.
Fist.
Two.
Fist.
And a place where the bones come together.
That's your joints.
Okay. And on a man, this part of his body is his...
neck, shoulders, neck.
Or this upper part is his...
chest.
And this is the...
knees.
But the whole thing is the...
your leg.
And this is one...
foot.
And I have two...
foot.
And this sensitive bone here...
is your shank bone.
Okay. Say if I get down in this position, you say I...
squatting down.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
Well, no. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it because I don't know no other way unless you kneel.
Uh-huh.
You can kneel down on your knee, but you have to be kneeling to say kneel down. If you squat on, you'd be just squatting on your knees up. Your knee ain't on your knee.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear down on your hunkers or haunches or?
Yeah, on your hunkers, yeah, I heard that.
Uh-huh. What are your hunkers?
That is where you're sitting down on your cheek of yourself like that.
Uh-huh.
That's what we used to call it.
And... you say you go to school to get a...
a learning.
Okay. And after high school, you go on to...
college.
And years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at...
that is on chairs now, I think.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the...
a library.
And to mail a package.
We go to the post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a...
motel.
Okay. And would you name the months of the year?
How do you mean?
Just what are the names of the months of the year?
Oh, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. What does Sabbath mean? Do people use that?
Yeah, they use it Saturday for Sabbath day.
Uh-huh.
Some people use the Sabbath, Saturday for Sabbath, and some people use Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But Saturday is the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
From Sunday to Sunday is 8 days. A lot of people use Saturday for Sabbath.
Uh-huh. And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down. You'd call that a
pool, rain pool.
Uh-huh. What if there's thunder and lightning in it?
We call that a thunderstorm.
And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you'd call that a
fog.
Uh-huh. And a day like that, you'd say it was a what kind of day?
Foggy day.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
dry spell.
Okay. Do you ever call that a drought? Or?
Mm-hmm.